together. Come on.
While I pray, no matter.
You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your craft. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, this a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Beautiful day. We just thanking God on this morning that his mercy and grace brought us through again. And we say good morning to you, our Father. We love you unconditionally with unfailing love. We just thank you for allowing us to be in your presence one more time. Good morning all over the land, all over God's land. I just want to say good morning. My heart is just so filled with joy this morning just because God woke me up, just because I am his daughter, just because I am an ambassador, just because I am an heir, just because I really know who God is in my life. And I'm just so thankful and grateful. And I'm just grateful that you, each and every last one of you under the sound of my voice, decided to make God your first priority this morning and to meet him, meet the Holy Spirit at the executive table. We thank you, Fiji. We thank you, Norway. We thank you, South Africa. We thank you, Kingston, Jamaica. We thank you, Canada. We thank you, United States of America, New York, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, wherever you're at this morning. We just thank you for making God your first choice. And that speaks volumes in your life. Just know that. That says a lot about you. Just know that. It allows, it shows that I am. If I'm not fully committed, I'm striving to be fully committed. If I'm not fully dedicated, I'm striving to be fully dedicated. If I'm not all the way loyal, I'm striving to do so. Continue to keep God first and continue to walk in his presence and trust and believe. You will have the joy of the Lord in your heart in the morning as well. It does not matter what took place last night, because when you truly realize who God is and what he does for you, then all those other things just fade away. What you're going, what you're grabbing for, what you're reaching out for, just take your hands right now and take the movement of reaching out. What you're reaching out is for him, for you to draw nearer, for him to draw nearer to you. For you to just grab on to the Holy Spirit and just say, listen, I'm dead, but I wait for you. I allow you to take all over me. And in order for the Holy Spirit to be your lead, be your guide, you have to surrender to all. So I say unto you this morning again, we thank you for coming to our executive meeting. We thank you for just allowing our Creator Elohim to be in our presence on this morning. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Bring us on in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist. And good morning again, Saints. We'd like to thank you again for sitting in at our executive meeting with God. And God, we'd like to thank you again for coming in and sitting in with us, God. And once again, it is a privilege just to sit in and feel your presence over us. So God, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, God. May God's purpose be filled in our life, oh God. Fulfilled in your name, Jesus Christ, God. Whew. God, let us never think that we cannot do anything because of lack, God, or for provisions, oh God. God has not made provisions ready available for those things we recognize his blessings, oh God. For those who tap into these blessings, God, who tap into you, oh God. God has pronounced the blessings upon his creations in the beginning of time. And that creation includes you, oh God. God, whew. God would not deny you your birthright. You can claim birth. You can claim your blessings right now. We make a declaration of faith right now, God. I declare that I am blessed by God. And I have gotten God. I have God given the ability to do the exceedingly well in all things that God has sent me to do on this earth. I will prosper and I will increase in numbers. I will fill in the earth and I will take charge of my roles and our responsibilities on this earth, oh God. I receive everything that God has provided in order for me to prosper, and the words of God of all creation shall be fulfilled concerning me. And this is my declaration unto you, oh God. We pray your name, oh God, Jesus Christ, oh God. We speak life into all things, God, that has death, God. We speak death. We speak life, God, into the bones, God, that we feel are dead, God. We speak life into all brokenness that we have, God. We're not talking about the pocket, God. We're talking about our mind, our soul, and our spirit, God. We lay our brokenness over to you, God. May you fill us up, God, and crack the fist of cracks, God. And you fix the holes, God, of the wickedness that's coming out, God. May you fill us up, God, so we can overflow, oh God, in your spirit, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus. Thank you, God. We speak health, oh God, of our body, oh God. Give us complete totality, oh God, of knowing you, God, that all things resonate in you, God. May we not go back and carry in our spirit, oh mind, and have a dual mind, God, saying one thing, God, and living another way, God. Thank you, God, for this knowing, God. Thank you, God, for this anointing, God. We thank you, Jesus Christ. We lay ourselves down before you this day, oh God, giving you all, oh God. We know that it's you, oh God, that give us everything. All blessings come from you, oh God. We shall never tarry again. May we be strong pillars and towers in you, oh God, knowing that all things come from you, oh God. We shall never look back, oh God. We shall not turn the pillars of salt, God. We shall not be a duality. We shall not worship no other but God but you. We love you for this day, oh God. We love you. It's in your name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just continue to say amen. And we give God the highest praise, which is hallelujah. We thank you, Minister Shakita, for that prayer. As we go on this morning, the Holy Spirit took me back to dealing with the tongue, confessing the word of God. And it's so many different scriptures that come to pass with that. And I went into it took me into a scripture that I have, you know, we say we read the Bible, we read through the Bible, and that's exact, we skim through it. When you come into knowledge or understanding, it's just when you go back over things, or when the Holy Spirit say, okay, well, this is where you need to go, then it's like a light bulb come on. And the Holy Spirit took me to Psalms 116, and reading the scripture, the psalmist was basically telling God, the psalmist had evidently had been going through some different things, some sorrow, some death, and different things like that. But when he got to Psalms 116:10, let me read it from the NL, the New Living Translation Bible. When he got to Psalms 116:10, he says that I believe in you. So I said, I am deeply troubled, Lord. So basically the theme of this was praise for being saved from certain death, worship in a thankful response and not a repayment for what God has done. But the reason God took me to it was because the psalmist confessed the word. The psalmist said, I believe in you. So I said, I am, he said, I believe in you. So I said, be troubled, Lord. In my anxiety, I cried out to you. And these people are all liars. But I don't want to concentrate or speak about the rest of the scripture. I want you all to read Psalms 116 and see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. What it was saying, what the Holy Spirit was letting me know is that we must confess the word of God. That's what the Holy Spirit was saying to me. And that's what we need to go back into, because we realize that there are power and death in the tongue. That's what scripture says. Scripture tells us that there's power and death in the tongue. So that's, and we need to keep that. We need to keep that in our mind. What I recommend is, and that's why I'm a writer, I'm going to keep saying it, in order, what things that help me get from one place to the other is I write things down. I go through the scripture, and I've said this before. I go through scriptures, and I'm the scriptures that supports me, the scriptures that help me, the scriptures that I understand, the scriptures that can turn my negative into a positive, the scriptures that can help me be successful, the scriptures that can help me to prosper in every aspect of my life. I take those scriptures and I make them personal. I take the I, and it may say we, I take the I, it may say something else, but I personalize those scriptures, and then I start confessing them. I start saying things as if they were already into place. And I turn my confessions, the statements, declarations, I turn them into personal things. The thing of it is, you have to have, you can't just sit and start saying things. If you, the words that you're saying, they need to be backed up in the Bible. You need to find, and this was one of our teachings too, and it also goes to do not take the word of God out of context with no apologies. You're just taking the word of God, and you're personalizing the word of God, but you can take a person, take the person back into the word of God. But because before I started doing this, most of my conversation, even without me knowing, was negative. I was self-condemning myself. I was constantly putting myself in a place, and I've talked about this before too, as it relates to my health. You just so easily say things out of your mouth and not realize, because it becomes a habit. It becomes something that you do. It becomes a norm in your life. The way you start speaking, you've done it so much in your life that you do not realize that you are putting, sometimes you may be speaking blessings on your life, and the next second you can be talking about curses. And I'm going to give you a prime example. I went to the doctor today. He told me my O2 saturation was just great. But girl, I just feel like I just want to die. I just cannot breathe. I just feel like I want to pass out. I took where I had received the positive, but I spoke the positive, I confessed the positive, and then I turned around and accompanied it with a negative. And we as people, we do it all the time because it's our nature. And as you always all should know, the next word that's going to come out of my mouth, it takes discipline. It takes conditioning. It takes letting the old things go away and go into the newness. So how do we do that? It takes renewing our minds. It takes us to get into a place where we start putting it, make it into something that you are, make it into an activity, make it into something that you're doing all the time. Because if we don't pay attention or you don't start doing something all the time, then it's here today, but it's gone tomorrow. And what we want is we want positivity in our life. We do not want to deal with different negativity all the time, because what you're doing is you're doing self-condemnation on yourself. You're sending, you speaking death over your own body. You're damning, speaking damnation over your own situation, not just you. Think about the people that that are in your life, your spouse, your mother, your children, anybody, the things, the conversations that we have. A lot of times we are speaking down, self-condemnation, self-damnation, whatever it is that you can realize and recognize it, you're speaking that into your life. And the Holy Spirit is saying to us right now that we need to make a conscious, we need to have a conscious awareness of what of the things that we're saying. We need to take our negative and we need to turn it into positive. Minister Chiquita, you want to come on in and add to this area?
Yes, I would. When you were speaking of evangelists, it reminded me of a story in the Bible, and it goes, if, and you correct me, if it, it says that, God sent Prophet Samuel to anoint Saul's head as king of over Israel. Saul also threw tantrum saying, Saul replied, "But I'm only from the tribe of Benjamin, the smallest tribe in Israel, and my family is the least important of all the families of that tribe. Why are you talking like this to me?" Even in that moment, Saul was sitting up there throwing tantrums, even that God had told him and showed him a purpose that he was in, but this tantrum did not stop God from doing what he had purpose for Saul. God has a divine purpose for all our life to be fulfilled in his name. We cannot open our mouth and be our own blessing blocker. We can't do that. We must stay in the pocket of faithfulness of things unseen and the things to, for things to come. And that's what things is the hardest things in life, and sometimes and oftentimes make us doubt whether God really cares about us. When it's suffering, we ask God the question why. Yet God has made provisions for everything we need in life. It was the first thing he took care of at the creation. And this he released that blessing of increase and multiplication through multiple times over each creation. It was the first thing he did for mankind, also after creation. Mankind is so powerful because we carry the image of God and we are made after his likeness. This means that we can create things out of nothing. We have a vision and implement. We can have a vision and we can implement any ideas. We can see and speak forth what we see. We can exchange. We can change, affect change around us for the benefits of others. We are so blessed and enriched with the power of God. We breathe in and out the breath of God on a daily basis. We are able to carry out our assignments on earth as a result. One of the first things God did for his creation was to release his blessings over them. For the human mankind be blessed, and that he said, bless them, he said, be fruitful and increase in numbers. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over every living creature that moves on the ground. That was the blessing. You are blessed already. No one can take it away from you, and nobody can remove it from God's blessings but you. You have already said it, and he will bring it forth to pass to your life. Feel free to claim your blessings right now, because God has already entitled you to his blessings. Back to you, Evangelist.
And as we continue to go on and speaking about, and as she said, so God had been already had put some things in the place for Saul, but he didn't recognize it. You know, he didn't identify it. And a lot of us sit and we do that today. And this is why we need to start speaking things or dealing with things as if they were if they had already happened. You have to speak things, you know, and that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit is teaching me now, to continually to like speak things. You know, that's one of the major lessons that he's teaching in my life, is that for me to teach them to deal with things as if to deal with things to be not as if they were, but as they are occurring now. And one person that had to deal with that type of situation was Abraham. You can read into Abraham. It's also in Romans 4, I believe, 17 and 18. Abraham, when God told him that he would make him, you know, ruler of many nations, the father of many nations, and at his age, it was something that could have just really just told, said to him, listen, I'm not listening to that. I don't believe you. I don't trust you. And I'm not even going to think that way. But see, because we go back into the relation, this is, it's always, everything is tied into your relationship that you have with God and how you apply the things that he teaches you as you move on into your relationship. As you grasp the things and apply the things, you should see the negatives start falling off and the positives to take the lead. And I'm going to say that again. I said you should see. It's only if you believe, only if you trust, and only if you truly receive. And once you start speaking those things into existence, speaking things that you, your dreams, your different things that you, the Holy Spirit, have made, showed you. You may have had a day vision. You may have had a night vision. You may have had a prophetic word that was a confirmation to you. It is your duty. Because one thing about God, we know that he is going to do what he says that he's going to do. But when he gives you these things, when you hear these things, when you see these things, it's your job to continue to promote the things that he's given to you, the things that he has shown you, the things that he has said to you. And what the best way that you can do it is using your tongue and confess, make declarations, make statements about the different things that's taking place. And this is something that I charge everybody to really start thinking about it. It's also something that you can do. It's another tool that can be used. If you go in the Bible, if you take your Bible and you start looking at scriptures, that the word of God, because like I said, the confessions, you can make the confessions, you can make the declarations, you can make the statements, you can make the affirmations, whatever it is, but you have to be able to come back and back it up in scripture. And that's why I personalize the scriptures to make the scriptures as if they were made directly for me. And once you start doing that, this is an assignment, a tool as well, to help you study the word, to help you apply the word of God into your life. And at the same time, you are receiving the blessings and you are knocking the curses out of your life. You are knocking the self-condemnations out of your life. And what I would urge people to do, and this is the thing, speak them out. God spoke the word. Let your voice be heard about God. Stop sitting in hold. Even though God knows everything, it is imperative, it is the most important that we use our mouth. We will sit and roll our necks, put our hands on our hips, roll our eyes and do everything else and let all type of curses come out of our mouth to the point that we are having a screaming match? Why can't we do that when we are decreeing and declaring the word of God? Why can't we do that when we're making positive statements in the word of God, from the word of God? Why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we take the negative and turn it into the positive? Why can't you see, if you get into a confrontation on the street, it doesn't matter where you at, it doesn't matter who's sitting there looking at you, because of your pride, because of just who you are at that point in time, you will sit there, you will go through whatever it is that you need to do. But what if the Holy Spirit, you walking down the street and the Holy Spirit brings something to your mind or blesses you with a scripture that's going to help you? Will you be bold enough? Do you have enough confidence that you will speak that scripture out into the atmosphere? Or will you walk around worried about what different people gonna sit and say? I've said it before. People look at me all the time crazy because I am to the place I realize the tools that God has given me, and I'm going to use the tools. It doesn't matter. I have sometimes, it happens with my mother all the time. I could be on the phone talking to her, and the Holy Spirit would give me something, and I'm trying to get, wait a minute, let me get something to write this down or whatever, and I'm speaking it back. And in a sense, it causes confusion, but guess what? I'm able to turn that confusion, we able to turn that confusion into a session to talk about God, sometimes for hours at a time. When I'm traveling, sometimes I may talk on the phone to my mom for six hours of those 7 or 8 hours, because God may have given me a word, and that conversation and that word just goes on and on and on. And we may hang up the phone, and then something else may come back. I'm telling you, speaking the word of God, a lot of people feel like, you know, oh, well, I can't do this. People going to look at me this way. They're going to look at me this way. But speaking the word of God, the words that God has given you, the words that are in the Bible, speaking those things over into your life, they can do nothing but help you if you are in a place to receive it, if you are in a place that you believe it, if you are in a place that you trust God to do what he says that he can do. You, first of all, have to get self together. You have to have your mind in a place to receive it. See, people can do it all the time. You can hear people sit and say, I decree and declare that I'm going to receive my healing today, but you may not be in a place to receive your healing. I decree and declare I'm going to receive this type of money or whatever, and you may be decreeing, you may be declaring, but God, it may not be about God's timing, but what you are showing God is that I am renewing my mind. I am still going to continue prophesy these things. I'm still encouraging myself. I'm still speaking blessings over myself, because when I get self together, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you will be a blessing to me, that the things that you have shown me, whether it may have been 20 years ago, will one day come to present. Those things that people may have said and said, you won't be nobody, you ain't gonna be nobody, you this, you that, whatever. And while they're sitting and constantly telling you that, that's when you get your declarations together, you get your statements together, you get your confessions, you get in the word of God, and you find things that are contrary to the things that they sit and say, and you put in your mind, for one, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You cannot sit there and mope and go all over the place talking about what somebody else has told you 20 years ago, and because they done told you that 20 years ago, you didn't allow it to stay in your mindset, and you continue to deal with it over and over and over. I had a situation yesterday, and God had to quicken me, and I know this is why he had me here today. We may sit and think that things have moved away, but one word may come back and trigger us and put us into a place where we just shut down. But on yesterday, this morning at 1:16 a.m., I put it in my journal that I would no longer be defeated by something that happened in the past, that in some areas it cursed my life, in some areas it blessed my life. Because I'm telling you now, the blessing part has me today to the place where I can proudly sit and say that God promoted me to an evangelist. So therefore, something in my life was going right. What was it? I changed my way of speaking. I changed my way of thinking. And sometimes because we fall short, we will be reminded. But see, that's one thing I love about God. When he's ready to take you or allow you to soar a little higher, he will sit and bring something up. And on your, the person that I was talking to, we don't even know how we got to the conversation. But guess what? It was a blessing into my life. God quickened me. He allowed me to sit and say, there go a stumbling block. So you need to fix that. So now I have my words on this morning. I will not allow the past. Those things are from in the old. They are in the old. I'm going into something new. I have to confess those things into my life. So that's why I sit and say you have to be in a place where you are able to receive what the Holy Spirit is showing you. A lot of times the Holy Spirit is showing us stuff, but we don't want to be disciplined. Yes, I said it. We don't want to be disciplined and follow the instructions that are being given. And we all know obedience is better than sacrifice. When you are being obedient, even though it may hurt, even though you may have a quick moment of embarrassment, you get over that. Because if you keep that pride in the way, then you're not going to be able, this speaking things as if they were, are not going to be able to help you. You have to die to self. You have to get to a place of humility to receive what God has for you. You have to get into a place where you understand what God has for you. And then you have to apply the wisdom and the knowledge. Taking the word of God, personalize it, taking the word, the scriptures of the Lord, and speaking them out as if he's personally speaking to you. I think that is a great way to, for one, build a relationship with God, for two, to study the word of God, to meditate on the word day and night, because now you are at a place. I was excited to do it when I first did it. I was excited, and I'm even more excited to know that some things that I spoke over my life, now I got to a point where I stopped doing it, and we get to that place. Sometimes we get complacent. We feel like, okay, well, I didn't accomplish this right now. I don't have to go there. But see, now I'm greedy. I'm not greedy in a bad sense. I'm just greedy to have God's attention. I'm greedy to receive the rewards or whatever it is that he has for me. I'm greedy that I have his time. I'm greedy that I can be in his presence. I'm greedy. I'm going to say the word, but I'm not using the word greedy in a negative. I'm using it in a positive. I'm trying to receive everything that God has for me, not just for me and my family. I'm greedy for God to bless my mother in her old age for the things that she might be able to see and enjoy in her younger age. So I'm greedy, so I'm constantly speaking different things so she as well can reap blessings and benefits of the Lord. That's where I'm at this point in time. And I urge you all to be that way. And it's a couple of scriptures that you can use, like for one, Romans 6:11, I am dead to sin but alive to God through Jesus Christ. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's no longer, I'm talking about us collectively. I'm talking about my entire household. We are going to serve the word. I know I said make it personal as well, to include the people, your life, your husband, your husband, your children. You also want them to prosper. Anybody that is attached to you, anybody that you have a responsibility or an obligation to, you should want to include them when you personalize those scriptures. But I will sit and tell you this, You must get first. You must get self together first. You have to get self. Another one that I like. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every word that comes up against me shall be condemned. That's another one that I like to sit and say, because, see, I too am a person that when people used to sit, say, and it's still to a point I'm asking God to deliver me in that area, that it would just get me so riled up or so upset because I had to went through something because of people doing those things. But I have to realize that I'm sitting and also saying that I am a conqueror. That means that I overcame that. So I have to ask myself, do you really believe what you're saying? Because when certain situations come up, you fall back. So what I'm saying to you on today, once you decide or you put yourself in this place, believe what you're saying. Don't just sit and say it because that's just what you heard mama them say, or that's what you just hear people say, that's the church lingo. Say it because you truly believe it. Say it because you truly receive it. Say it because you want God to do something so differently, something so magnificent, something so wonderful in your life. The word of God said that God blesses us abundantly and exceedingly. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me abundantly and exceedingly, God. Thank you. That's his scripture. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and mercy following me all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. These are different things. You're just taking the scriptures and you are personalizing those scriptures. But not only that, you are thanking God. You are thanking him. You are worshiping him. You are allowing him to know I love you so unconditionally for these things. So let me just go find some words that I can speak to you, Father God. Speak to you out loud to let you know why I worship you, Lord. Find some words to say why I praise you, Lord. You know, this is just such a profound, it may not be to everybody else. Like Apostle Temple say, most of the time when the Holy Spirit gives you a word, it's for yourself. But I'm willing to say today, and I receive that. But if somebody else on this line, they have to see it and hear it too. Because all it can do is bless your life. The only thing you can do is go upward, not downward. Move forward and not backward. Because now you have applied another tool into your life to put you in a place of success, to be success, a place where you can achieve the things that you were not able to achieve on your own. What you are doing is when you're doing this, you are bringing the Holy Spirit. You are not taking up the space. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to take this space up with you. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the scriptures that are going to help you to get you started into this, if this is something that you choose to do. But I sit and tell you that it is such a great thing. It's something that we should place into our lives. It's something that I even tell my sons to do. Don't. We have a saying in the morning, positive vibes only. Positive vibes only. It's so profound in my family that if you even call with a complaint or you even call before you go to God and talk to him about it, the phone is getting ready to be hung up on you. It's based on the first couple of words that come out your mouth, because we want the positivity of God. And when you want the positivity of God, you have to be in a place that you can push the negativity away. And one way you can do that is keep scriptures in your mind that's going to help you. Minister Chiquita, would you like to add to this, ma'am? Okay, so one thing that I can sit and say to you all on this morning, to the simple words, let go and let God. Let the Holy Spirit teach you and places that you need to be taught. God's word is so beautiful, and just having a relationship with him. Every day, if you put yourself in a place where you are allowing the applications that he is giving you. And they are found in the book. They're found in the Bible. They are found in the Bible. If you can get to a place where you will meditate on the word of God day and night, it's really not a hard thing to do. We may sit and say, because we may have so many different things that's going on in our lives throughout a day, a busy day, or this, that, and another. But I would sit and say to you, if you could put a scripture or some scriptures in your mind, in your memory bank, and you repeat those scriptures, and you start getting to the point where you're confessing those scriptures, I promise you, God is still sitting and saying, at least this person remembers those scriptures. At least this person is speaking the word of God. It's about letting go and letting God be the person that's controlling the atmosphere, but not you, not just you. It's you surrendering. It's you laying everything on the table. But see, when you leave everything on the table, trust and believe God got something that he's putting back on the table. You're removing one thing, but you're coming back into another thing. But this thing has nothing to do with Evangelist Nita, but everything to do with the Holy Spirit. So I sit and I urge you all today to get the Bible. Ask God. And most Bibles in the back of your Bibles, most of the Bibles that I use, and I'm sorry, I have so many, but in the back of your Bibles, it's a lot of the Bibles will take you into different places, or if you look up confession, it'll give you different scriptures that you can look up and apply those different things. If you are in a place where you need healing, you're going to find scriptures on healing. If you need deliverance, you're going to find scriptures that whatever. If you need finances, God will put scriptures here to tell you. If you feel like you are in a place of defeat and you're feeling discouraged and dismayed, God is going to give that. If it's things that you just every day, applications are in these Bibles. We have to take the time to understand, to get to know the Bible, and then allow the Holy Spirit to maneuver you into the places that he wants you to go to at that time to help develop you. A lot of times we get to the place, God is trying to mature us. He's trying to mature us and take us into a place where we're learning and not stay at the same place. Just like the man that Jesus walked up to and told him, he said he was sitting there for 38 years, and every time he got ready to step down, someone else got into the water before him. But then when Jesus came up and spoke a word to him, asked him a question and spoke a word to him, and he told him to pick up your bed and move. It didn't say where he told him to move. It didn't tell him if he needed to go get in that troubling, that water that was stirring or not. But he got up and he moved. He came into a newness. He met Jesus. He met somebody that he not really knowing. I don't know what he was actually doing. I know later down in the scripture, Jesus seen him at the temple and told him to sin no more. But a newness came into his life. He was in a place to receive at that day and time what Jesus had for him. And that's where you and I need to be. And on today, prayerfully, he has introduced another tool to you all where we can be into a place where we need to pick up our bed and move. We can pick up our bed and move because it's here in the scriptures. Move. And I'm going to give an explicit instruction. Move in the book of the Bible. Move in the book of the Bible. Allow the Holy Spirit to maneuver you. As always, I pray that the Lord of God blessed somebody else because he truly blessed me this morning. And I thank God that I can be obedient. I thank God that I can be transparent. I thank God that I have surrendered to him. And it's not every day. It is a hard task, but guess what? It's a mind over matter. When I told God I shall live and I shall not die, I meant those words. I meant those words. That meant that I would not continue to waddle in my mess. I would not continue to waddle in my sin. But I am in a place, Father, that I'm surrendering to you, and I'm trusting you to take me to where you would have me to be, because you created, you molded me, Father. You molded me. You made me. You created me. You knew before I was in, when I was in my mother's womb, exactly who I was going to be. You knew that. So I have to do my part and make some changes in my life because God loved me that much. And that's the way that people have to. I can't tell people how to think, but I will sit and tell you, when you truly tap into God and the love that he has for you, these type of things would just come. And I do realize that there are steps. People have to take steps. We have to go through some things. Everybody, I'm nowhere near where Apostle Temple is. You know, but at the end of the day, the things that he went through, I may never encounter. The things that I went through, I may never encounter. But the fact of it is that experience, we had experiences, each and every last one of you. Fiji, Canada, South Africa, wherever you may be on this line, you have had some experiences. You may have not tapped into the experience. You may have not realized what God was doing or what he was showing and where you needed to be. But I sit and I charge you all on today to get this word of God. Go through the word of God, the Bible. Find scriptures. Look in the back. Find scriptures that apply to you and your life. I'm going to ask you to start with self first. And then once you start with self, let it start spreading out to your family. Because if you don't have yourself right, then you can't help nobody else. And I'm going to say that again. If you don't have self right, you can't help nobody else. It may be a temporary fix if you are doing it. You want to be in a place where you're receiving the eternal gifts that God has already put in place. ADM loves you. We thank God that you choose us to come. We thank God that you all, each and every one of you, on a continual basis, choose to meet God, the Holy Spirit, at our executive table. We pray on today that you take the things that were spoke about today, you apply them into your life, and don't just do it for today. Make it an exercise. Make it where, and I promise you, it won't get boring. You'll get to the place, oh, man, I can sit and say this. I can do this. I can whatever. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And remember that you've been in a place where you might have been so weak. But because you constantly said that it was nothing but God's strength, not your strength, don't fool yourself. Because you summoned him, because you called on him, because you petitioned him, that it was his strength that gave it to you. I get up every morning, God, Father, I cannot breathe on a normal basis. I need you I ask him for two different types of breaths. I need a fresh wind of your anointing, and I need the natural, your breath, your supernatural strength for my natural being to help me to breathe on a normal way. So I'm asking him for two different things, and trust and believe, I believe that he gives it to me. So I'm going to leave you all today with peace, love, and happiness, and know that we, ADM, loves you, but God loves you most. Invite different people to come out to the line with you so you can learn what God has for you. Some things may be for some people, some things may not, but the bottom line is you are in the presence of the Lord. And ADM says to you, have a great day and try Christ. Try Christ. We're going to leave it like that. In Jesus' name, God bless you.